Hello, everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week, we will finish the devotional plan titled Faith and Love. I hope you allow God to work in you during this week. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/Odalys Munoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. Hebrews 5 is a chapter that speaks to the importance of love and faith in our relationship with God. The author reminds us that Jesus was obedient to God out of love and that we are called to love and serve God in obedience. One of the key messages in this chapter is that faith and love are inseparable. The author writes, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." Hebrews 11:6. This verse reminds us that faith is the foundation of our relationship with God and that it is through faith that we can genuinely seek and love Him. But what does it mean to love God? The author of Hebrews tells us that true love for God is expressed through our obedience to Him. We see this in the life of Jesus, who learned obedience from what He suffered in Hebrews 5:8. Jesus' obedience was rooted in His deep love for His Father, and this love was demonstrated through His willingness to suffer for us. As we seek to follow Jesus, we are called to love God by obeying Him. This means we must be willing to suffer, give up our desires and plans, and put God first. It means we must trust in God's goodness and faithfulness, even when we don't understand His dreams. In conclusion, Hebrews 5 reminds us that love and faith are inseparable in our relationship with God. As we seek to follow Jesus, may we be characterized by our love for God and belief in His goodness and faithfulness. Will we be willing to obey Him, even amid suffering, knowing that our obedience expresses our deep love for Him? In which ways did you experience God's love? How is this prompting you to live in love today? Courtesy of Doxa DOU Version Bible.